Chapter 30. Else how, when in the holy grove I wandered of the idol, love, who daily scents its snowy wings with incense of burnt offerings from the most unpolluted things, whose pleasant powers are yet so riven above with trellised rays from heaven no mote may shun no tiniest fly the lightning of his eagle eye, how was it that ambition crept, unseen, amid the revels there, till growing bold, he laughed and leapt in the tangles of love's very hair? 1829. Tilde, end of text, tilde, equals, to Helen, thy beauty is to me like those Nisian barks of yore, that gently, o'er a perfumed sea, the weary way-worn wanderer bore to his own native shore. On desperate seas long wont to roam, thy hyacinth hair, thy classic face, thy naiad airs have brought me home to the glory that was Greece, and the grandeur that was Rome. Lo! In yon brilliant window niche, how statue-like I meet thee stand, the agate lamp within thy hand. Ah, Psyche, from the regions which are holy land. 1831. End of text, equals, the valley of unrest, once it smiled a silent dell, where the people did not dwell, they had gone unto the wars. Trusting to the mild-eyed stars, nightly, from their azure towers, to keep watch above the flowers, in the midst of which all day the red sunlight lazily lay. Now each visitor shall confess the sad valley's restlessness. Nothing there is motionless, nothing save the airs, that brood over the magic solitude. Ah, by no wind are stirred those trees that palpitate like the chill seas around the misty Hebrides. Ah, by no wind those clouds are driven, that rustle through the unquiet heaven uneasily, from morn till even, over the violets there that lie in myriad types of the human eye, over the lilies there that wave, and weep above a nameless grave. They wave. From out their fragrant tops eternal dews come down in drops. They weep. From off their delicate stems perennial tears descend in gems. 1831. End of text, equals, ISRAFEL asterisk, in heaven a spirit doth dwell, whose heart strings are a lute. None sing so wildly well as the angel Israfel, and the giddy stars, so legends tell, ceasing their hymns, attend the spell of his voice, all mute. Tottering above in her highest noon the enamored moon blushes with love, while, to listen, the red leaven with the rapid pleats, even, which were seven, pauses in heaven, and they say, the starry choir and all the listening things, that Israfeli's fire is owing to that lyre by which he sits and sings the trembling living wire of those unusual strings. Asterisk and the angel Israfel, whose heart strings are a lute, and who has the sweetest voice of all God's creatures. Quran. But the skies that angel trod, where deep thoughts are a duty, where love's a grown-up god, where the our-eye glances are imbued with all the beauty which we worship in a star. Therefore, thou art not wrong, Israfeli, who despisest an unimpassionate song. To thee the laurels belong best barred, because the wisest. Merrily live, and long. The ecstasies above with thy burning measures suit thy grief, thy joy, thy hate, thy love, with the fervor of thy lute well may the stars be mute. Yes, heaven is thine, but this is a world of sweets and sours. Our flowers are merely flowers, and the shadow of thy perfect bliss is the sunshine of ours. If I could dwell where Israfel hath dwelt, and he where I, he might not sing so wildly well a mortal melody, while a bolder note than this might swell from my lyre within the sky. 1836. End of text, equals, to, 1, the bowers whereat, in dreams, I see the wantonest singing birds are lips, and all thy melody of lip-begotten words, 2. Thine eyes, in heaven of heart enshrined then desolately fall, O God, on my funereal mind like starlight on a pall. 3. Thy heart, I wake and sigh, and sleep to dream till day of truth, that gold can never buy of the trifles that it may. 1829. tilde 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 end of text tilde 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 equals 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 to I heed not that my earthly lot hath little of earth in it, that the years of love have been forgot, and the hatred of a minute. I mourn not that the desolate are happier, sweet, than I, but that you sorrow for my fate, who am a passer-by. 1829. Equals 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 to the river, fair river. In thy bright, clear flow of crystal, wandering water, thou art an emblem of the glow of beauty, the unhidden art, the playful maziness of art, an old Alberto's daughter. But when within thy wave she looks which glistens then, and trembles why then, the prettiest of brooks her worshipper resembles. For in my heart, as in thy stream, her image deeply lies, his heart which trembles at the beam of her soul-searching eyes. 1829. Tilde 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 end of text tilde 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 equals 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 song tilde 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 I saw thee on thy bridal day, when a burning blush came o'er thee, though happiness around thee lay, the world all love before thee. And in thine eye a kindling light, whatever it might be, was all on earth my aching sight of loveliness could see. That blush, perhaps, was made in shame as such it well may pass, though its glow hath raised a fiercer flame in the breast of him, alas. Who saw thee on that bridal day, when that deep blush would come o'er thee, though happiness around thee lay, the world all love before thee. 1827. Tilde 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 end of text tilde 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 equals 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 spirits of the dead. 1. Thy soul shall find itself alone mid dark thoughts of the great tombstone, not one of all the crowd to pry into thine hour of secrecy. 2. Be silent in that solitude which is not loneliness, for then the spirits of the dead who stood in life before thee are again in death around thee, and their will shall then overshadow thee. Be still. 3. For the night though clear shall frown, and the stars shall look not down from their high thrones in the heaven, with light like hope to mortals given, but their red orbs, without beam, to thy weariness, shall seem as a burning, and a fever which would cling to thee forever, colon. 4. Now our thoughts thou shalt not banish, now our visions ne'er to vanish from thy spirit shall they pass no more like dewdrop from the grass. 5. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.